Welcome to The Watchman, a great teaching about Bible prophecy and everything you need to know about the times we live in. For the coming of the Lord is sooner than you think.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay, I just want to speak in a minute and then invite Papa to come and minister to us. But I want to say some important things, so please bear with me. Amen. Papa, we welcome you so much. It is such an honor and a privilege to host you in this place. We've been here for exactly 1 year today. And 8 years ago, at about the beginning of 2010, somebody invited me to Zoe Fellowship at Hotel Triangle. And there, for the first time, I met Prophet Elvis. And he told me that the Lord wants to use you to awaken the church to the reality of his soon return. And he confirmed my call as an end-time minister. And as the Apostle Paul says, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. So those are the words that have run my life from then up to now. Those two sentences that you said on that day have run my life, and I've run on them like they've been the gasoline in my tank. And in building my ministry, this ministry now is 4 years old. And we have done what the Lord told us to do through you. Today we are on radio in upcountry stations and so many others coming, and we are teaching end time and telling people that Jesus is coming soon. Tomorrow in this place, we are having a conference of watchers. And people are coming from up country where they've heard the voice of the watchman to come and be trained. And as much as I can, to pass on that message that it runs through the nation. But it all started with those words that you gave me that day, and the words that have run my life. And I suspect today I'm going to get a fresh dose. Yeah. But I just want to take this opportunity to thank you so much. To thank you so much. Because you have been a good father to me. I have thought so many times that you're the closest to Jesus Christ that is humanly possible. So I just want to thank you so much for everything you've done for me, and to appreciate you and to honor you and to thank you so much for coming to this place. And this thing means so much to us, to me as a person. So thank you so much. Thank you.
Just magnify Him. Brenda Moni, la brava marima, le macchine, 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 le
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed are the Lord, blessed are the Lord, thank you, Jesus. The power of your name is here. Oh, the power of your name is here. The power of your name is here. It is Jesus. Brasele le bronde marama kele masilama. The power of your name is here.
The power of your name is here.
The power of your name is here.
It is here.
Jesus. The power of your name is here. And the power of your name is here. It is Jesus.
It is Jesus.
Thus says the Holy Ghost, I have brought your enemies
under your feet. They shall flee when they behold the glory that I put upon you in this place. And I shall cause them to look and behold in fear. And they shall tremble even at this glory that arises upon you. And I shall scatter them, and I shall cause them to acknowledge that yea, even you are my anointed one. Says the Spirit of the living God. Says the Spirit of the living God. Just magnify him. The power of your name.
The power of your name is here. It is Jesus.
For the power of your name is here.
The power of your name is here.
The power of your name is here. His name is Jesus.
It is Jesus.
The power of your name is here.
The power of your name is here. The power of your name is here. It is Jesus.
The power of your name is here.
The power of your name is here. The power of your name is here. It is Jesus.
One more time, the power of your name is here.
The power of your name is here. The power of your name is here. It is Jesus.
We give you glory. We magnify you, Lord. For there is none like you. We lift your name on high. We lift your name on high. For you are worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory. You're worthy of all power and all honor. Thank you. Blessed are the morning, Madam. Brida, brolida, la mosila mando, brida, mosila mando. Brasilele, la moni, madama. Brasilele, la mbrande, masilele, mbrande, madama, ne masila mando. Brasilele, brasolorina, mbrande, masilele. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for the Watchman Ministries. We thank you for the anointing that you work in this place and cause the light that you've blessed upon your servant Joseph Kabileta to shine not only in this nation but across the nations, Father. We thank you, Father, for choosing him, anointing him, and giving him the heart to be focused on this call. And Father, we thank you for each and every one that you have brought to be a part of this ministry, that they may flow along, Father, in this grace and be carried over into the heights on which you have promised that you will usher them. Father, I thank you for every heart, every soul in this place, every person in this place. I thank you that your power is mighty in this place to lift up, to raise up, to establish in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. Glory to God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. You are great, Danny, as always. Eh? Glory to God. Eh? Hallelujah. You're all welcome in this place. There's a special glory in this place. Eh? I don't know where you're fasting or there's something here that is very special. Glory to God. You know, the most important event in the history of humanity is about to happen. Glory to God. There's an event that happened that until that time was the most important event that would ever happen on the earth. And that was the coming of the Lord. And now his second return. His return is the greatest of all events. Glory to God. And so he has chosen his servant Joseph Kabulet to carry it. Glory to God. And deliver such an important message. Now you see, if he commits to you such a message, and then he brings you. You see, some of the people who don't understand this message, maybe they take it to be as a thing that is optional. But you see, the scripture says, he shall return unto those that love his appearing. You see, you just can't walk through life totally oblivious, totally unconscious of the return of the Lord. There are times when things happen in the nights, when I see certain signs in the nights, and because he has told me some things, I'm almost caught in anxiety, thinking, is it going to happen this night? There are things which I obviously have never shared with anyone that I know. But one thing that I know is that man of God over there has been anointed to carry this message. Now, be with him, partner with him, commit to him. Don't give him lip service. I'm not talking about lip service. You see, because this message, prayer to his rising up, you know, was, you know, Matthew 22, Matthew 24, you know, and then there shall be wars. But he commits himself to go and search out this knowledge that is so vast and rare that you can see and relate to and get awakened by. Now that is rare. You know, anyone can take up the scriptures and, you know, Matthew 24, and then, you know, when all these signs shall start to happen, then you shall know. That is one thing that you can get it from Bible school. What he does, it is the anointing of the Holy Spirit that leads him in all these areas to gather it. So you see, now the importance of it puts shivers down the gates of hell. Because you see, when the enemy remembers that actually his days of running rampant and running riot on the earth are drawing near, he shivers. Glory to God. Now you see, so when you carry this message, you're putting panic to the enemy's territory and you're edifying the kingdom of God. Glory to God. So thank you again for taking it up, moving with it. Glory to God. You can stand up and appreciate him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. Reveal the glory of the risen Lord. Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make reveal the glory of the risen Lord. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the light of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory, let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of... Thank you, Jesus. Let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory. Let the weight of your glory fall. Receive the anointing that is moving here. May this weight of this glory cover you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know that the Spirit of God considers you extremely important. Extremely important. When He is dealing with you, He is not dealing with you with the masses. You see, there's someone who told me, someone I got born again. And he came back and told me, some of you know Willie, he came back and told me that thank God I didn't get born again Kayola style. But the Lord targeted me. But you see, the point is, the Lord is dealing with you. He is focused on you. As if he is not conscious of who or what other people who he has called are doing. He is so focused. And you see, one of the things that you encounter in the heavenlies, that when you encounter it in the heavenlies, you begin to understand why certain people that have walked so intimately with God feel and believe a certain way. Is when you get there, there's the impression that you get that you're the most important person in heaven. The attention the Lord gives you. So you see, when you haven't yet experienced it, and you find someone feeling that way about themselves, you might think they're full of themselves. Someday, someone met me watching my own messages years ago, and said, but I think you're full of yourself. Then I said, yeah, anyway. But you see, the thing is that when the Spirit of God is actually dealing with you, I'm not talking about you joining a certain belief system. When you are walking with God, you will get to a level where you will feel the most important person. You will feel that you are His center of attraction. And you see, that's what He wants to make you feel. Because you see, He created you for this purpose. To relate with you, not in respect to the masses, but you, yourself. And so when He looks at you, He wants you to understand the uniqueness that He has deposited in you, that you may, it may not get lost in the variety of the giftings that are out there. You see, you need to understand this. You need to understand that when He calls you, when He calls you, He has singled you out and He's counting on your uniqueness, that it may not get lost. You see, eh? He says in His word that the communication of your faith, Philemon 1:6, might become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. He says that the communication of your faith, now in other words, whether you realize it or not, you're communicating something. Whether verbally or however it is manifesting, you are communicating something. You see, years ago, I came across people who would tell you, you know, come and get saved and be just like me. And I don't want anything to do with that. You see, your life is communicating something. And whatever it is communicating is what you actually believe. Is what is actually in that realm that we call faith, which is actually the realm of the unseen in you. You see, so you are communicating it. Good, bad, indifferent. You are communicating it. That invisible side, which is the most dominant side, which is the parent side of you. The invisible side. You see, in Romans chapter 1 verse 20, it says, His invisible attributes. For the invisible attributes of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Invisible attributes. For the invisible things of you are clearly seen. You see, very soon you're just going to see yourself expanding and rising up, because you see, that is the invisible side of you that is rising up. You see, He says, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that you materialize. There is not a life of God and your life. I'm telling you, unless of course you're the devil, but you're not, eh? You see, eh? You are one spirit with Him. You see, the way He manifests things, the way He goes about things, you are created in His image, in His likeness. So you see, what He created, when He created, was a reflection of His goodness. And that's what it says. It sprang from Him, and He even drew back and said, this is good. This is good. It says, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things, being understood by the houses that are constructed. Okay, okay. Now some of you don't want to hear this. I will never stop. I will never stop. Glory to God. You see, let me add something that will materialize. Being understood by the cars that are driven. Okay. You know, when I drive it in the invisible realm, glory to God, you will see it by the things that are seen. Glory to God. So you see, so you find a phase of life that is so important. Now here, your dogmas, whatever you claim, you believe, are out of the window. Because here, what matters, it is the good life. It is the gospel. You see, the gospel means the good life. Glory to God. And he looked at it and said, this is very good. He preached the gospel in Genesis 1. And all was very good. Now he's preaching a higher gospel in the new creation. And everything is more than excellent. Glory to God. You see, being understood. He says, this is how you understand. He says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. He says, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So that whoever sees you, because you see, you have been telling them. We're talking about the communication of your faith. You're telling them you're rising up. They clearly see it and they are without excuse. Glory to God. Glory to God. You see, I'm telling you something that the anointing is working right now. Working right now. Glory to God. Whatever you have been telling them, they will see it very clearly. Very clearly. And they will be without excuse. Glory to God. Because you see, the time of this eternal power and Godhead to be relegated or pushed forward in the future ended already. Today, these words that you hear are being fulfilled right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, as I'm speaking here, whatever dream, the Spirit of God says, I shall bring you people that shall dream. Glory to God. No. And I shall cause them to be around you, and I shall encourage them, and I shall edify them, and I shall cause even those that had lost hope in their dreams to come to you, and I shall revive their dreams, says the Spirit of the Lord, and shall encourage them, and so shall it be known that let us go and be built up, let us go and be restored once again, let us go and find hope once again, and I shall cause the tents of this place to expand as hope is being restored, as dreamers come and find the place that they had lost once again. And the Spirit of God says, and it shall come a time where I shall begin to spread you, and I shall begin to cause you to walk and to move and to spread across. And many shall begin to inquire and say, but you should have walked and stayed and finished this. But I shall say unto you, that as I cause you to spread, let me stop here. I shall cause my name to be exalted. I see something to do with with nations. Now, this is something that you are going to receive in a freshness, because the Spirit of God says you shall see the signs of it. For the nations of afar shall come calling before that great day, and they shall move in one, and they shall move in others, Spanish speaking, and you shall move, and I shall cause a partnership. And the Spirit of God says, I shall begin to build it after these relational partnerships are created. The Spirit of God says, it shall come even at your lap. You will not need to look for it. And after I move, then your path shall be opened. But then shall you know that during that period, your movement shall be more frequent from without. For I shall have begun a new phase, and I shall cause you to sprint with energy, and many shall see that fruitfulness is a thing that I hold up for them that wait upon me and that desire my word. And I shall cause you to drink the rivers of refreshing in the midst of it. And it shall be after that time that the people shall say, has this become new? And the Spirit of God, I'll tell you the rest. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, be raised up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Raise up.
Amen.
No force shall be able to stop you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Expand and dominate.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
First come. Mresilalam ronda mada marima. Mresilale brode bada bada bada. First come. Mresilale mada. What's your name?
Roger.
What's your name?
Still Sonny.
In the name of Jesus. Do you have a little boy?
I do. It's called Jermaine.
A young son.
Yeah.
Who is born in August?
Me.
You're born in August?
Yeah. 31st August.
The Spirit of God says to you, Ribrosi kelobo silamando mosolo monde meke. The Spirit of God says to you,
amen.
Your home is about to believe.
Amen.
I'm talking about your family.
Amen.
Is about to believe.
Amen.
Because they see your hand.
Amen.
They see your authority.
Amen.
Being exalted.
Amen.
The Spirit of God says, a amen. Path is created for you that shall amaze them.
In the name of Jesus.
And the Spirit amen. Of God says,
amen.
You shall take care of them even now with
Amen.
More freshness.
Amen.
And they shall know
Amen.
That their bread doesn't come from unbelievers.
Amen.
But from you.
Amen.
Because you have chosen to serve him.
Amen. Amen.
What's your name again?
Roger.
Is there a lawyer called Roger? Your lawyer, the Spirit of God says to you, it is much more than that.
Amen.
I see white things.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? The Lord shall cause your way
Amen.
In the judiciary to open.
Amen.
Now, I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. Eh? I shall spread your wings.
Amen.
I shall cause you
Amen.
To know my hand.
Amen.
I shall cause you. You're married? There's a brown lady I see.
Yes.
She's
my wife.
Brown, eh?
Yes.
The Spirit of God says to you, I see like a daughter that shall come.
Amen.
But the Spirit of God says,
Amen.
The Spirit of God says,
Amen.
If you believe this day,
Amen.
What the anointing of the Spirit,
Amen.
Is doing in your life,
Amen.
There's a path that shall be open for you in 2 years.
Amen.
The second month
Amen.
Of the 2 years.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God says, it shall take you high.
Amen.
That you may be a witness.
Amen.
A witness.
Amen.
That the power of God lifts up.
Amen.
You shall be taken to the very top.
Amen.
You shall affect the judicial system.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God says, a sign shall be given you 6 months from now.
Amen.
And the path
Amen.
Made and created.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That guy next to the one in white, first come. Thank you, Jesus. Are you like 28 or something?
30.
In the name of Jesus. I give you the heart and the mind.
Amen.
Of thinking like a scientist.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because from today.
Amen.
I shall cause a path to open.
Amen. Amen.
What's your name?
My name is Opio.
Opio.
John Paul.
I cause a path to open.
Amen. Today. Amen. Amen.
That shall cause people to come.
Amen.
And you shall wonder and say, why? What am I doing with these people? Because their field doesn't seem as my own.
Amen.
But the Spirit of God says, you shall know that I create this path.
Amen.
To cause you to have dominion there.
Amen.
And the influence
Amen.
That shall I shall cause you to affect them with.
Amen.
Shall cause you to lead them.
Amen.
And then people shall wonder and say, but how can this thing be?
Amen.
And you shall know that no word of God is void of power.
Amen.
For you have been chosen for it.
Amen.
Says the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Pray in other tongues. What stand up? I'm seeing 2 8 2 8 2 8 2 8 2 8.
I'm 28.
You're 28?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You born in January?
Yes, I'm born in January.
Born in January.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. The lifting has come to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The lifting has come to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Spirit of the living God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm hearing a word I can't pronounce well, something to do with vectors, epidemiologist,
entomologist. I studied medical entomology.
Thank you, Jesus.
In medical school, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The Spirit of God says there's a path that has been created for you to teach and lecture.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And the Spirit of God says it's in high places.
Thank you, Lord.
I hope you're picking what I'm telling you. Because
you,
I'm
Jesus.
Seeing it opening up for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
And Ivan. Who's Ivan? Who's Ivan? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You don't know any Ivan?
I know Ivan, who is a friend called Ivan Mujabi. He's at medical school.
Is that medical school?
Yes.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As I lay my hand upon you.
Amen.
May everything.
Amen.
That had halted begin to move and
amen.
Move.
Amen.
May you begin to see.
Amen.
May you begin to see in 28 days.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Open financially.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And may people be the witness to this that has in you now.
Amen.
That when the hand of God chooses and establishes,
amen,
it comes with full substance.
Amen.
Glory to God. Okay, I will continue shortly. It says that the communication of your faith might become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. Acknowledging of every good thing that you see. It takes for you to acknowledge it, to acknowledge the good things for your communication to actually become effectual. In other words, for it to be transformative, for it to send the message that the rest of the world will see and know. You've got to acknowledge it. You've got to acknowledge, for starters at least, that you are His righteous one. Every good thing that is in you, acknowledge it. It didn't say, try to examine whether you have the good things. He knows those good things that you have. And they came, they were given, they were recreated in you. When you were born again, you are His righteous one. And you know what it says about the righteous ones? It says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous ones availeth much. Now, in other words, you acknowledge that actually is you. That, oh no, you know, but you just don't know what I did. Even when I was coming here, I don't know, that girl just pissed me off. You see? And then when that happens to you, you somehow, you cut yourself off. You don't acknowledge it. Actually, the test of this acknowledgement is when your life might appear to contradict the good thing. You see, just because you made a decision that turned out wrongly doesn't mean that you do not have His wisdom. He has been made unto us wisdom unto God. You see, acknowledging all those things. You know all things. And you wake up and know this. It says that is when the communication of your faith will become effectual. There's an end time ministry on you as well. Eh? You preach it? Okay. May it spread. May the media houses feel and see and hear.
I receive
the fresh fire
in the name of
that flows.
Yes.
Through you.
Yes.
Through your mouth.
Yes.
And spread across.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, you are needed on media, first on radio. I don't know whether you're going there.
I'm going there next year.
You're going there next year, eh?
Yes.
February will be important for that, eh? Things are going to change after that February. Even things to do with family.
Thank you, Jesus.
It will almost be like something has been birthed afresh, like there's a new life that has started. Thank you, Jesus. It is done. It is established.
Yes, Lord.
It says, acknowledging all those good things. All those good things. You don't leave out any. But now you see, the people will want you to acknowledge bad things. The devil will point at the bad things. He will point at the actions. The Holy Spirit will point at who you are in the new creation. That is all that matters. Glory to God. And you see, when you speak like this, you know, people get so jittery. And when, let me tell you this, there is nothing else that matters. Everything that matters happened in the new creation in Christ. Everything outside of the death, the resurrection of the Lord, doesn't matter. I'm telling you this. So you see, when there happens to be something that might contradict it, it is not the truth in your life. You shouldn't acknowledge it. It says that the communication of your faith may become effectual. You see, you've got to get to the place where you take these things seriously. Or at some point, because you see, if for it to become effectual, you've got to really acknowledge them. At some point, T.L. Osborne, the great man of God, he went to India and he wanted to preach the gospel. And he didn't know, he hadn't acknowledged something. He hadn't had a revelation of the Lord. And so he took to them a black book that he knew as the Bible and the Word of God. So when he introduced it to those fellows, and he told them he wanted to introduce to them the true living God. He said, yeah, okay, you can bring him on board. So he said, okay, introduce him to us. Then he says, you see, this is his word. Then they took out their own black book. They said, no, this is actually his word. He said, no, this is his word. He said, no, this is his word here. So he got stuck. He couldn't do anything until he went back and he sought God. And then that is when the Lord appeared to him during that time. And then he encountered the ministry of the great prophet William Branham. And after that, he knew something and he went back when he had acknowledged something about himself. So he went in front of those people and he told them. He told them, because you see, he knew what he had. He told them that if this Jesus I'm talking about does not open these blind eyes, don't believe him. Now, Only people who have acknowledged something would speak like that. And then, you see, so the blind came and he touched and the blind saw. And they were converted and he didn't turn back. Glory to God. Because you see, now, some of you have heard some stories that I have some things that I've gone through. I met, some of you heard what I shared on Tuesday, where I met this lady who was high in the demonic. Actually, the Lord had told me that she serves Satan. Now, this lady sees me, and she sees that I am actually greater than her God. Now, I'm talking about a lady who, if you encountered her, I know what I'm talking about. Eh? You know, while we were there, some lady came, some American lady who was with her, called her, told her, call your daughter. She's going through this. Just call her and tell her, give her details about it. And so I called, and yeah, that was it. So, you know, she's just, she flows in what you may call, whatever it is, you know, as if she's talking. She doesn't have to, But you see, when she saw something that she recognized. And you know, sometimes these levels, even if you are high and chosen in the spirit as one who is high, if you do not acknowledge it on an invisible, you know, your soul, your consciousness doesn't rise to that level and is in harmony with what actually you are, you can be whipped. I have been with pastors years ago when we would do door-to-door evangelism. And you would enter, there's a time we entered a witch doctor's home. And while I was preaching to this guy, this boy started sleeping. Actually, I was speaking to him, preaching to him, and some mantle, you know, came on me. I didn't know Luganda, you know. So I started sharing this guy, you know. And these people were surprised that I actually would even speak that fluently. But then, this guy started working on them, silently seated there. So then he started laughing, and I wondered why the guy is laughing. When turning, these guys were, they were sleeping. I'm not talking about, these were pastors. One was an evangelist. These were preachers that I know, and some of you actually might know. Not most of you, some of you might know. At least my sister there knows. They slept. Then there's one, I remember, a story of one pastor who was on a crusade, and some witch doctor were there, and were determined that this guy would not preach, that there would be no preacher who would stand on that crusade. So the first pastor who went there, this witch doctor came and pulled off something. They were behind, and a cat just came and entered his trousers. And the guy took off. That was the first one, number one. So the second one, because they brought now a substitute, came. He came on, and so he was preaching. While he was preaching, this guy, this witch doctor stood and started pumping something. And this guy's stomach began increasing. And he also took off, man. You see? Then another one went on, and they made him have a running stomach in front of what? And he took off also. Now you see, for some reason it ought not to happen. But let me tell you this. It says, by the acknowledgement of every good thing. You know, you can't walk. Let's say you pass past a witch doctor's place and you somehow accept fear in you. That means that you're not acknowledging that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You're instead acknowledging, you know, the power of the devil. So you see, some of these things, all these things, to enter them, to see them actually happen in your life, You've got to acknowledge them. You've got to acknowledge who you are. What you have. You've got to acknowledge it. I was telling him how I a story I didn't share. The week when I was had moved out. You know, that's the only time I've had a holiday in years. Eh? So I thought I was going to just relax. But then it turned out to be prophetic throughout. Eh? And I said, but Lord, now next time, eh? You know. Nothing to do with these things of visions, eh? You know. So I went somewhere, this guy was taking me, and we passed, there was some hill full of idols, Buddhist idols. So we climbed it with this guy, and when we reached somewhere, the guy tells me, that's the way to heaven. There's a path, eh? And he couldn't even look at it. That's the way to heaven. I said, hey. So I was fascinated to see a physical way to heaven, you know. We just walked there and found ourselves reaching heaven right there, you know. So I said, you know. So I told this guy, okay, now let's go there. So he said, man, how do you just go to heaven, man? So I what? This guy, then I pestered him. I said, I want to go to heaven now. This guy said, you know, first of all, you know, there are snakes, deadly snakes. You can't pass there. You know, he told me of stories where snakes are apparently beat people and they die instantly. I told him, trust me, just go with me. Okay, I told him, okay, you come, you walk behind me. Then he said, okay. So we walked and this guy was holding me behind him. We were going to heaven, man. So when we reached inside, it looks very mysterious. Eh? The path somewhere like opening up into the sky, you know, very high hill, eh? Like a cave. So when we passed there, I began to notice that actually, because you see, first it's dark, then you eyes now can see clearly. I started to see, to notice that within the corridors, there were actually snakes. And I was in the middle of what would appear like hundreds, if not thousands of snakes just around you. And venomous snakes. So this guy by the time I was like, said, I will not let you go until you bless me. And you know. But you see, so we go and there's all these snakes, you know, and I'm, let alone I wondered, like, what was I even doing there? But you know, this guy, by the time we got in the middle of the road to heaven, eh? This guy said, what? Now I can't go, now I can't, what? Because you know the snakes, eh? And they were not, by the way, if it wasn't the power of the Lord, it was death instant. They were just all over the place. So because he pestered me, we go back. So I said, okay, now what? Let's go back. Eh? And I didn't finish it through. But you see, at some of those moments, you lose the sense that you're preserved. You lose that sense and it strikes you. You see, You've got to be conscious. You've got to allow this consciousness to build in you, and you think of no evil thing. He says, no evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. I'm telling you that this is how it works. He says, the acknowledgement of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. You became a different person. You became a different person. There's a lot that is at work in you and around you. A lot that is at work. A lot. It says that the communication of your faith may become effectual. That it may transform others. Effectual. Glory to God. By the acknowledgement that He has blessed you with every spiritual blessing. Do you acknowledge that? Yeah. You know, you can't walk around thinking that you actually lack something. You can't walk around thinking that there's some measure of darkness that is working in your life. You just can't walk around like that. It says, acknowledge the good things, not the bad things, that is in you, in Christ Jesus. You're full of that life. You're His anointed one. Glory to God. You have been blessed beyond measure. He has accepted you in the beloved. Now that would mean you are favored. There is nothing you will start on that will fail. There is no way you can be rejected. There is absolutely no way. So you see, you acknowledge that, those good things, and then you begin to start to see them actually communicate that about you. You see, this is how you become a good communicator in the spirit. Because you see, when you watch the television, you read the news, they're trying to communicate to you something about the state of affairs and all these things. And you are communicating something else by what you have acknowledged. By what you have acknowledged. Do you acknowledge these things? Do you acknowledge that God has chosen you? Do you acknowledge that He has brought you here for that purpose, to bless you, to increase you, to expand you, to propel you to heights that no man shall be able to comprehend? Do you acknowledge that right now? The same power that conquered the grave, the same power that rose Jesus from the grave, do you acknowledge now that it is breaking all the shackles of sickness and disease? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're free from disease. You're free from sickness. In the name of Jesus. Do you acknowledge that the same wisdom and favor that was on Jesus is on you right now? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of Jesus, you shine wherever you go. You are accepted. Whoever you face, you are accepted. Whatever you want, you draw it to yourself. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just play in other tongues. Represe le monde mrena dana masolamo. Shile le la branda madamadama. Shile abrodi brada bada 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 ba. Proseke le la branda madamadama. Brasile la branda madamadama. Thank you, Jesus. Brasile body la branda madamadama. Brasile le brodi bada 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 bada. Those who thought had cheated you, the Spirit of God says, they shall see you smile once again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Your life shall not wither.
Amen, Lord.
Your life shall not wear away.
Amen, Lord.
Your life shall not be lonely.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
The Spirit of God says to you.
Yes, Lord.
The Spirit of God says to you.
Yes, my Father.
That companionship shall be restored.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I move in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I cause you to see my mercies.
Yes, Lord.
I cause others to see.
Yes, Lord.
That it is you who I choose.
Yes, my Father.
There's a door that is open for
yes,
you, and that has to do with work.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
A new place. And the Spirit of God says,
yes, Lord.
You shall rejoice in it. Mm-hmm. And where you have been mistreated,
yes, Lord.
You shall realize,
yes, Lord.
That you were not forgotten.
Yes.
That you have been chosen.
Yes, Lord.
Bresilelem renda madama. Lida bronda masila lam brasilama.
Thank you, Jesus. Brasalele mbronde marama. Brodi la basila lambra manama. Just continue praying in other tongues. Brasalele brodi bara 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 ma. Brosalele brodi la marama. Bradi la bosila la gila mokolo brila bara ma. Alada bosilele la munde marama silama. Mresila la mali moko. By the name of Jesus,
no other name but the name of the Lord. No other name but the name of Jesus.
He's worthy of glory.
He's worthy of glory and worthy of honor. And worthy of power and of praise. No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name but the name of the Lord. No other name but the name Jesus. He's worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of power and of praise. No other name but the name of Jesus. No other name by the name of the Lord. No other name by the name of Jesus. He's worthy of glory and worthy of honor and worthy of power and of praise.
Upon you right now.
Amen.
There are callings that are going to be fanned up afresh.
Amen.
Fanned up afresh.
Amen.
Callings and giftings.
Amen.
That are being fanned up right now.
Amen.
You're going to find yourself uncontrollably pursuing that calling. Everything about you will align itself. You will feel it. May this anointing stir you up. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, Father, I thank you by your mighty hand that
that every single person that is in this place, every single person that has come in need of rejuvenation, in the name of Jesus, of a fresh blessing with a desire, right now in the name of Jesus, may they know that you speak to them now.
Amen.
You meet them now.
Amen.
I seal and establish,
amen,
that desire in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In an overnight, may it be,
amen,
materialized.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Do not miss our Friday fellowship, 6 p.m. at Uma Upper Gardens, Nakawa. For previous recordings, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. You can follow us on Facebook, The Watchman. Our Twitter handle is at ugwatchman. Instagram, the_watchman256. For inquiries, please contact us via email, info@ugwatchman.com. You can as well call us on +256 780-292-555 or +256 755-292-555. The Watchman, the King, is coming.